Yevan Dav Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. There are many things we won't understand. Pashut Adaminim. Amar Rabbaye. This is the after the first third of the Gemara. Kui v'kakui asiri. These are also kaku also shoye. This is muta. And b'marove malko ilavo. In Eretz Yisrael, that what Abayi said in Bovel, that kaku also, this mean oif, is an oif toyer. B'marove malko ilavo. In Eretz Yisrael, they gave malkes, they held b'vadai, it's an oif tomei. V'koru lo tachvoso. Tona Rabono, tinshomes boves sheboifeis. Boves sheboifeis, so the Marshal says, boves is a loshen mous. It's a very bozui, moistike oif. We'll see. Bove sheba oifai, so Rashi says, oifa tzoyek balayla tziyata bala. So this is an owl. The Sichas Chulin wants to say, why is it so mous, this owl? He says, well, when it's pitch black at night and you have the eyes staring at you and it's screaming or there's, it seems there's a certain curl that an owl has that is not too pleasant. So Memela, so it's most to come in contact with an owl in the middle of the night. Bove shebo ifeis. Ata imer bove shebo ifeis, that this is most the ka'if. Oyein oy elo bove shebo shrotzim. Maybe this is a sheret. Maybe Tinshomes is a sheret. Amrit tzeyu lamad miyud gimel midas shatayra nidroshes pen. One of the yud gimel midas is dover halomeid minyonei. A mer kosov medaber. So we have a cloud. If we want to know what we're speaking about, so we have to look at the inyan of what the other minim are. Dover halomeid minyonei. Amei akosav medaber boifeis, afkan boifeis. Tanya nami gabi shrotzim ki yagavne. By shrotzim, it also says the same thing, tinshomes boves shebishrotzim. Now, a tinshomes, the Sichas Chulin says, is a mold. And bechlal, the way he makes a picture of it, you don't have to be too convinced that it's a mos shebishrotim. The Sichas Chulin, I think, is Tof Lamed. There, I think he brings down Daf Tof Lamed. I think there he brings down an owl. On top, he brings down an owl. And then, on the bottom, he brings down a mole. So he says that, a mole is tovet, it's a very mostik, sheret, tovet shebishchotzim. God, I saw there's a sefer hamoyer that has, pictures of the, some of the minim that we have here. He wants to say there's another reason why a mole is tovish abishrotzim. It has a very, when it breeds very heavily. And then you hear it. It's a very heavy breathing. That's a tin shomesh. You hear the neshima, you hear the breathing. It's also not a pleasant animal to come in contact with. Sichas Chulin says it doesn't have eyes, it burrows underneath the ground. The kids are, this is Tovish Shebishrotzim. Bovish Shebishrotzim. So the Gemara says, Ayene Ella Bovish Shebo Ifis, maybe this is a noif in Shomis, maybe it's an owl. Amre tzeir lamat miyud gimol midi shater nidroshes ben. Dova lomid minyone bemea kosov medaber bishrotzev avkan bishrotzev. So Rashi says bovishe bishrotzev talfo, so this is a mol. Trei tinshomes ksivi, it says twice in the Torah tinshomes, chad boifis v'chad bishrotzev. So dova lomid minyonoi echot mi yud gimel midis. So it's one of the yud gimel midis. And this is the tovah shebesh. So one tinshames is an owl. We'll see later Rashi will bring the second lotion. And one tinshames is a mole. One is a sheretz and one is an oif. That's the Gemara now. Omar Abaye. Now we have a member of Abaye. Bovesh sheboifes kifuf. Bovesh shebishrotzim kupedoi. So Rashi says kifu, siite. Again, so kifu is an owl. That is what we learned till now. This is the tinshomes. Velinire shekoyren kal beshuritz. This is a bat. He has a picture on top lamadal mustama. He has a bat, that's the kal b'shuritz, shedoyme letalfa shebishrotzim. It's similar to the small, this is like a flying mouse, and there's a similarity. So memele, kulpedoy is talfa is a mol. So the bemisins, so now we have two lishoynes in Rashi, the tinshomes of oifes, if it's an owl, or if it is a bat. Let us see Toisvis. Boves Sheboifois Kifuf. So Toisvis says, Shloisha Mine Kipufei. That means this word Kipuf is mentioned Lagabi three different meanim. Hai Shuhu Boves Sheboifois. Zatin Shomets. Kidekoma Adintin Shomets U Boves Sheboifois. And Taisvis, I think, learns that means a bat. Va'oid yesh kois v'yanshuf, which is the owl, the metagamine karye v'kifufe. V'hu niyud amrine b'mapeles deineyem hulchois lifneyem kishel odom. K'moy karye v'kifuf. So this is an owl. That means an owl is different than all birds. All birds, the eyes are on the side. And an owl, the eyes are in the front of the face. Dumye de odom. The Sichas Chulon says that from the Neflois Habeire, since it has to see at night, it has to concentrate on what it wants to chap at night. So Memele, the eyes can concentrate better if they're both in front of them. They're in front. That's Kodom. So that's another, they're the Targum Kais V'yanshiv, is also a type of an owl. They're the Targum Taichis Kifufa. Ubebroche is perik haroi amrine komini oifish yofam lachaloim chutz mi kario v'kifufa. And that must come as an owl. Void yesh kifufacha. And there's a third place that kifufa is mentioned in Shas. Shulchaya, this is a monkey. Kedamrin enami beperik haroye, kol minei chayis yofen lechaloim, chutz min apil, vahakoif, vahakifuf. Akifuf, he says, the difference between akoif and akifuf has a tail, and akoif doesn't have a tail, so one of them is a monkey, one is an ape. V'chein bepekama de b'choyres, ari, vahadoi, vahanema, vahakoif, vahakifuf, lishloishonim, I think they're speaking about as man ibo. So it's 3 years. Let us see the Gemara further. Omar Rav Yehuda Koas Zu Hakuk or Hakik. Now what is this? So they say the Koas is a pelican. I think the Sichas Chulin before the Achsam HaYibis, he speaks about a cause, he speaks about a pelican, and it's the turn before, I think. Samach 26, you have to go back. So there he is, a pelican, and he says, could be, that's why it's called Koas. Koas is a lotion, what half is it on? Tav Chavov. So Tav Chavov is a picture of a pelican there, so there he says, a hosh tiktoire, it could be the shame Koas, is because it is makey, it goes into water, it has a, it takes in a lot of water with fish, the later it goes to the, then it goes to the yabosha, and he's koya the water, and he has the fish over there without water, and then he partakes of the fish. That's, so that's his oifen of eating. This is the koas. He has a problem, the Sichas Chulin, if it's a pelican, it says, Domisi Kikas Midbol. So that, David Amel said, Domisi Kikas Midbol, so it would seem the Koas is a oif, it's not a water oif, it is, that's an oif in the Midbol. A problem. He brings a Malbim, and the Malbim says it lives in the Midbar and it comes to the Nahoris to eat. That's how the Malbim wants me, it's a Kaas Midbar, but it is Al Kaponim, that is Koas Zu Hakik. Rocham, now this where the Gemara is giving us a running commentary on the Shemus of the Eifers to me. Zu Shirakrak. Rocham is a Shirakrak. And exactly what this is unclear. Amar Rabbi Yechonon, Lama Nikra Shemoi Rocham. Why is it called Rocham? Kiven Shebo Rocham Bo Rachmin Lohilom. When the Rocham comes, you should know that it's going to rain. So here the Marsha says that that's in the Teva, Hu beteva sha'ibza yoideyaz man gshomim boim lo ilom umevasar toif. And it comes when it's margish when it's going to rain, and it comes. V'roze b'nisoyim. And this chazal so b'nisoyim, that means they notice when, right before it rains, this rocham used to come, and then it used to rain. So the shame rocham is, that's in the nature of this oif, that it's mevasel, that rachmim is going to come, lo'ilam. And that's where the shame Rocham is derived. Rachmim Rashi says motto. Omar Ravivi Barabaye, Vuhu de Yosef Amidi, it's sitting on something, not on the ground. Vaovit Shirakrak, and it makes a sound like Shirakrak. So that's why we call it Shirakrak. This is the sound that it makes, and Faltik. And this is the nature of the bird, that it's magish when it's going to rain, and it comes to be mevasalis. Ugemiri. But now we have a Kabbalah. The Yosef Ara Vishorik. If this bird, this Rocham, will sit on the ground, Vishorik, also Meshicha. Then Meshicha is going to come. This is not me from a Nisoyim. This is not, this we don't have this is Gemiri. This we have a Kabbalah, that if this bird will sit on the ground, not Amidi, also Meshicha. Shenema, there's a posik in Zecharia, Eshrika Lahem, I'll whistle to you, the Loshen Shrike, Vakapte, and that's going on kibbutz goyis. This is going on kibbutz goyis. So memele, oma leirav ade bar shimi, lemar bar avidoi, vahu de yosef beikrove. We once saw a maise, that it was this rocham that sat down on a plowed field, sat down on the ground, vishorek, and it was screeching, va'osa golol, and then from the shamayim, it was thundering, anyway, a stone came from the shamayim, afsikil amoyche, and fell on top of his head, and it killed his bird. But Mashiach didn't come. It got something on its head, it split its head from, but Mashiach didn't come. Amalei Yahu Baidahave. Other Tlumshat, he was a liar. That means he had no right to do this. He wanted a psazoi. So how this worked, don't ask me, but I'll kapon him. So this bird, a psazoi, was a he wanted to be mavasar, a false Mashiach, so that they took care of him. Bishamayim, they split his head. Agavuche, I saw in Ben Yoyodom, that V'rocham is oisiyis chamoyer, because by Mashiach it says oni v'roichev ala chamoyer. Rocham is also oisiyis chamor, which is wine, and Torah is nimshul to wine. The schus of Torah Mashiach will come. Rocham is gematria Avraham, so. How did that? Yeah, Aleph Beis Hei is the Avraham. Aleph Beis Hei is eight. Is Rocham and the Schus of Avraham, the Gula will come. Then he says something else, but it could be. He says could be the Yosef LaOfer, and I once saw Sefono, I couldn't find it, but he says that Mashiach will come when the Matzav of Klai Yisrael be Yored LaOfer. When it's Yosef Amidi, it has a Kiyum, then it's. Then it's just coming as being mavasa and rain. But if it's Yosef Ha'ofa, and the Gemara says in Brachas, Nofar v'loy soysef, when Klal Yisrael have an afila, it can't fall lower, then kum besulas Yisrael. That's the simon that the Yeshua will come. And so my male could be that sin of Yosef Ha'ofa, that when it's an offer, he wants to say a different cheshbon with Yosef Ha'ofa, but could be this is also a cheshbon, that's a simon that Mashiach will come. Tana Rabbana, oirev ze oirev. That's an oirev. That's a crow, a raven. It says as kol oirev leminoi. That's what it says in the pasuk. So as kol oirev lahavi oirev ha'amoki. We'll see you soon what that means. Leminoi lahavi oirev haba b'roshe yoyin. So we have here oirev, kol is marbe ze ha'oirev. Kol, the kol is marbe oirev ha'amoki, and leminoi is marbe oirev haba b'roshe yoyin. Omar mar oirev ze oirev. So the Gemara asks, Otu kamon koi, the Tana was holding it in his hand and he said, Ze oirev, it's a modern Zah. He's saying there's three minim. There's an oirev, an oirev amoki, and oirev baroshe yoinim. But he says, oirev ze oirev. So if he wants to differentiate between the three oirevim, so if he's holding an oirev in his hand, he said, this is an oirev. The others are mar, but the ze oirev is, if you want to differentiate between one oirev and another oirev, it only would make sense if he's holding the oirev in his hand. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Oto kamon koi. Elaima oirev ze oirev uchma. No, he explained. This is a black raven. Vechainu oimer kvutsoisov taltalim shchoirois ka oirev. It's black like a raven, like a crow. So memele, so that's a stam oirev. A stam oirev is black. Ha'amoki chivra. This is So here the Siches Chulin has a picture. It's a black oirev with white spots, with white chalokim. And that's called Ha'amoki. V'chein hu oimer, umarehu omoik min ha'oirev. That it says by Negoim, it says that the kemare chamo hamuko min hatzel. That it means if you have a light color and surrounded by a darker color, so the light color looks like it's deep. It's not boiled, it looks deeper. Kemare chamo hamuko min hatzel. So memel, that's this nega also. So this oirev is black and has some white in it. So that's what it's called, oirev ha'amoki, that's called ha'oirev ha'amoki. The oirev that has a shade of white in it, which is omuk from the shade of black in this oirev. Ve'oirev ha'bo b'rosh ha'yoinim, there we have oirev ha'bo b'rosh ha'yoinim. Don't say that it leads yoinim. It's an oirev that leads flocks of pigeons. Seems the shape and form of this oirev is similar to a yoinim. Let us see Rashi. Ha'amoki v'roshi yoinim l'kame meforish. Oto kamon koi. Kiven de l'mineyu nami oirev komefar shaloi. This is also an oirev. V'oirev kame de lo yovis beisim. So the first oirev, we think of a simen. Hainiyu. So what is the first oirev? V'chi biyodoi hoyo hatana oichzoi umarez oirev. Stam, if you're differentiating between this is an oirev, this is an oirev amoki. Was he holding an oirev that we should know how he's differentiating? Oirev is oirev ploini. He must have taken it. It's taken true that that oirev is uchme. That's completely black. Shcheres koyev. Kama itzolzel niris amuke. V'chein kol loven v'shoche b'bosol niren bira haloven omoik. Ach beheres levonei, v'reish yoini lifnei hayoini. Yeah. Zog de Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbonon haneitz, ze haneitz. This they say is a sparrowhawk. Leminehu, lohavi es bar chiriyo. Mai bar chiriyo. So Chazal Kaponim understood what this is. Omar Rabbi Yehuda HaChasido Zu Daya Levono. Daya Levono is a stork. Lomo Nikro Shmo Chasido. Why is she called a Chasido? She'oise Chasidois Im Chavrei Seo. It does chasidus im chavrei seo. So others say that's in the Torah. Tmimis says that so it's a modna maise that yevan oif tome in it does chasidus. So others say pshat because im chavrei seo, only those that belong to the same party, that chasidus only by that, but with others it doesn't do any chasidus whatsoever. So that's an oif tome. If you want to do chesed, it should be with everyone. God the Sefer HaMoyer brings down that Chachmei HaTeva say that the stork is unique, that it feeds its children till they're pretty, brings food for the, supports the children till they're pretty big. That's the chesedus in Mechab Reisel. That's unique in the chesedah. Zudai Yelavona. Yeah, Lom Nikash Mo Chasidah, Shoyse Chasidah Sim Chavri Seo. Ho Anofo, this is a heron. Zudai Ragzonis. That she, you can always hear her screaming. It seems they have a temper and they're always screaming. Lomo Nikash Mo Anofo. So the Bach makes a Dirsim, Shema Anefes im Chavreisel. She's always arguing and screaming, Anafta bi, K'moi Hisanef bi. Yeah. So Mamela, it's a lotion of anger. Omar Rav Chonon bar Rav Chisda, Omar Rav Chisda. And so Rav Chonon, the son of Rav Chisda, said in the name of Rav Chisda, he said he heard from his father, Omar Rav Chonon b'rei derova Omar Rav. This is what his father said over. Esrim v'abo oifes t'mei mei. There are 24 Tamidika oifes. Omar lei Rav Chonon b'Rav Chisda l'Rav Chisda v'heichet. How do you find 24 Tomei Dekoifis? Ida Vayikra, it says, Oifis Tomeis in two places, in Shmini and in Rei. Ida Vayikra, if you'll count all the Oifis Tomeis in Vayikra, Esrim have it. So the 20. Ida Mishneh Teirem, Esrim V'chad have it. So there's 21. So how do you get 24? V'chiteimo do d'chsiv v'vayikro v'leksiv v'mishne ta'iro shad ye'alayu. It says in v'yikro do, and in rei it says ro with a reish. So if you tell me, and there in Devarim it doesn't say do, it says ro aya, but it doesn't say do. So if you tell me that the door from Vayikra is not mentioned in Rei. So it comes out, in Rei we have 21, then we have to add the door that was mentioned in Shmini. Akati Eschen Etreinave, so it's 22. How do you get 24 Eifers to make? Amalei, Hochi Omar Avua de Imoch Mishmei de Rav. Now, Avua de Imoch, that means that was Rav Chisda's father-in-law. That was Rav Chonon Berei de Rav. So he said, Omar Rav. So he says, Hochi Omar Avua de Imoch Mishmei de Rav. It says also, Lemino, Lemino, Leminoi, Lemineu. It says also, Esoirev, the Leminoi. It's called Oirev Leminoi. So, Leminoi is Marbe, another mean. So we have another four meanim. Lemino is Marbe, another four meanim. So, Memela, so, yes, there's only 22, there's four more. Yeah. Hareka and Arbo. So now, if one more. So he said, Ihochi Esrin Vishitave. So then it's no good. So now we have 26 already. We just had 22. He said, Do and Ro are the same. And now you're telling me we have four Lashonis of Lamino, Laminoi. So we have now 26. Omar Abaye, Do and Ro Achasi. We wanted to make 22 because we said do in Shemini was not mentioned at all in the Devarim. So you said there's 22. No, do v'ro achasi. They're the same. So Memela, we'll see. We still have a problem. So now we have 25. So it's 21 and 4 is 25. So the Gemara will speak about it soon. Let us just see Rashi before we go further. So Rashi sees, it says as follows, Ksiv ve'esa do ve'esa ayo lemino. No, b'seifa v'yikra, Ksiv ve'esa do ve'esa ayo lemino. Right. U'b'mishne teire Ksiv v'horo'o ve'esa ayo v'hadayo lemino. Now, do'o is not mentioned at all in the book. Avua de Imoch, רב חנן ברובה שהיה חמור ברב חיסדה פסור יוקס, and that was the father of רב חיסדה. והנופה למינו דאיו דוויקרו למינו למינו דאירם למינאיו דנאיץ. Which is saying this four it says הנופה למינו דאיו דוויקרו למינו למינאי דאירם למינאי דנאיץ. These are the four מינאיס that we have. Do the Vayikra Ro the Mishnah Torah Achasi. The one we shall get daitoch tarti inon. If you'll say that they're true, like we had wanted to say, Mechdei Mishnah Torah La Sufi Yuda Osi. Mishnah Torah was written. We're repeating the different Nivroim, which are Tmeim, but that the purpose of the repetition was to be Maisiv more. Is Maishna Hocha? So why, if we're being Maisiv, so Maishna Hocha Dechsiv Do, or Maishna Hocha Dechsiv Ro, Belaik Siv Do? That means, if we want to be moisif on what we had said in Vayikra, so why were we megareya do? Okay, we want to be moisif, so we should say in Re'ei, we should bring down what we had said in Shmini, and then be moisif, say do. Say ro. Elish ma mino, min ro, vedo achasi. So mamil, they're the same. So that's why that means, if ro was another mean, and we're Moisef Ro and Do, so I should have mentioned Do, because, let us see what Rashi says, Michdei Mishneh Torah L'Sufi Kosi, it's coming to be Moisef, K'namrin L'Kamon, Lomo Nishnu B'Behema, why did the Torah repeat all the Behemoth T'meis, Mipnei HaShesua, Shleinem Rabba Vayikra, והיא בריא, שסו, היא הרבה, זה בריא שיש לה בייס גאבן, ובאויפס, לא אשכחן מידי לא יסופי, now, if we have the same kasha, why was it repeated in the moment? And we only have one היסופה, אלו כסיב רו, לא יכתב בבא יקרא, אוכי, אלו דו, קריה בבא יקרא, no, חממלם, So if we want to be, so l'chayre, if ro is a haysofe and do, so we should mention do, and then mention ro also, so that, so as nishnis, bishvilm dovosh and is chavish boy. Why in the vorim did we eliminate do? Ela do, karye bevayikra. No, the same oif, the Torah called it Do in Vayikra. Uchidei shlo yovei otim lachshire b'mokim shekairin oisei ro. And a place where they'll call it ro, so he'll say v'yoyma. Im osro toiro, do osro toiro. The Torah asro do, v'loiro. Yulkachoza v'kosav ro v'hihi. So the Gemara says that okay, the office we had 26 office to Meis. So the Gemara says no, the Do in Vayikra is the Ro in Devarim. So Memele, it's not 26. Frek the Gemara, Vakati Chofei Havu. So it's 25. So it's 25, that means you have the four minois, is four, and then we have here 21, it's 25. Omar Abaye, Tishem, Shero, Vido, Achasi. Just like Ro, Vido is the same. Kach, Ayo, Vidayo, Achasi. So that's what it says, Ayo, Vidayo. This is a pasuk in this Rashi brought down before. This is a pasuk in Mishneh Torah. V'horo ve'es ha'ayo v'hadayo lemino. That says ayo v'dayo. So Abaye says, kach ayo v'dayo achasi. So it's also one. Dis al ketaitach tarti inon. If they're two, michdei, Mishneh Torah lasufi huda osa. Mishneh Torah is moisif on what it says in Shmini. Maishna hocha dechsiv lemino a'aya. In Shmini, when it mentioned ayo, it says esa ayo lemino. As Rashi brought down the posik, b'seifa v'yikotzi v'sado v'sa ayo lemino. And in Devarim, it says, v'horo v'sa'ayo v'hadayo lemino. That means, if we will assume that in Mishneh Torah, that's called, Mishneh Torah is coming to be moisif and whatever we had in Shmini, so if we had ha'ayo, that's what it's repeating, the doifest meis, and to be moisif. We want to be moisif dayo. Want to be Moisef Daya. So it should have said, why did it say Vesa Ayo? Vehadayo Lemino. It should have said Vesa Ayo Lemino. Vesa Dayo Lemino. Vadayo Lemino. Why did it take away from Ayo Lemino that we had in Shmini and it was Magareya the Lemino from Ayo and put it on Daya? Maishna hochedersiv lemino a'ayo. Umaishna hosam dersiv lemino a'dayo. Elishma mino a'ayo v'dayo achasi. So a'ayo v'dayo achasi. The same. So memelef a'ayo v'dayo, and other people call it a'ayo, and other people call it dayo. So it's about kaponim, but when we say lemino, we are saying, on this mean, lemino, whatever a marble from the lemino, ayavidaya achasi. What does Rashi say? Kach ayavidaya, dechsivi b'mishneh Torah achasi. V'loi nichte v'elo, kedei sheloi titein pisrein pele baldin lachle kedefrishis. Shaloi tei ata koire ayo, vuhu koire isa daya, viyoima loizu osra toira, ela ayo. I think we go back to the previous rash. Dis al gadai techtreini nu, vri heiri de beima la sufi osi, boi fes nami moisir, avala michta chofra tavayu. This is going on. Rama Gora Lado. This is going on. Ando Elosh Mamin Aleflushe. It's going before Ando and Ro. Al Koponim. Oh, so let's see a little further. V'chmiyache shayi v'day achasi. Yeah, ma'ish nocha d'chsiv l'mina ayi, ma'ish nocham d'chsiv l'mina adayi. Alashma mino aya vedaya achasi. Tabak. Frech de gemore vichime acha shaya vedaya achasi. Lomale lemichtov aya vedaya. So why does he have to say both? If they're the same. Kedesanya rabbi yoimem. Ekranit aya daya lomanemrom. Kedei shaloi titem pischem pele baldin lachloi. Shaloi tei ata koire ayo vu koire dayo. Ata koire dayo vu koire ayo. Lekach kosa b'mishne toirom. Vero esa ayo vadayo lemino. So memele, so it's coming to tell us that one should not think that one should not think that if you call it ayah, some amela, he calls this dayah, some amela should be mutter. Meisvei. So the Gemara asks a kash. See, what are you saying? That I and Tai are the same. Lama nishnu bebehema. We learned Tabaraisa. Why did the Torah repeat the behemoth Tmeis? Mipnei Ashesua. Upoifois. Mipnei Ara. So the Chodesh is going back on before. Before we had said that Ra in Da, Ra in Devarim, in Da and in Shmini are the same. So it says in the Baraisa the reason it was repeated in the Devarim is for Behemoth to be Ma'abada Shesua, that's Behemoth Meir. Upoifois Mipnei Ara. So it would seem that Ra and Da are two different meanings. My love, mida behema dahosam la sufi, it was nishne by behema to be meisef another mean as shesue. So memela oifa is nami la sufi. So oifa is also coming to be meisef. So the Gemara says, loy, hosam le sufi, hocha le frushi. Here it's the Torah chazed it over to be mefarish. To be mefarish that you shouldn't think that this is a different mean and this is a mean Torah. That's what the Torah mentioned. That's the Hisofa. The Hisofa is lefrushi, not le sufi in meaning. And he says that Dor V'Ro is one, V'Aya V'Daya B'chad. And it says, and he compares Oifes to Behema. Mida Hanach the Behema Le Sufi, Hanach Nami La Sufi. Yishma Mino Dor V'Ro Treininu. The Tofelu, so Tzakash and Rav, that said there's only 24 minim to make. So the Gemara says, no, La Sufi means Lefushi kol shemayser. Buhu adin davaboy le misni mivnei ha'ayo v'dayo. Halachoda minayo noket. And achanami, the Sufi is, I mean, here the Baraisa says, Loma nishna bebei mivnei ha'shesua, ba'oifes mivnei ha'ro. So really, you should have said mivnei ha'dayo also, because dayo and ayo are the same. Dayo and ayo are the same. Let us see Taisvis. Lomalei lemichtav Aya v'daya. So we're saying now Aya v'daya are the same, and Do and Ro are also the same. Here it says Lomalei lemichtav Aya v'daya. Achnami avamotzi leminket Ro v'Do alochad enoka. Ketzorich ledagdek. So Taisvis asked the kasha, Umayshno dechsiv bevayikra Do. Mishnah Torah ksiv ro, v'loi ksiv tavayu v'chad duchte. It doesn't say both in one place. This is in the Devarim, it says ro, v'yikra it says do. V'gabi ayo ksiv b'vayikra ayo, v'mishnah Torah ksiv tavayu ayo v'dayo. So Tosfos asks, what is pshat epesazoi? And Abba Lamaisa, everything is the same. That's all the same. Bishloim the Hainu time with the Bishloim at Do Vero, the Rots and Lichtov Schneim the Mishneh Torah. Afal P. Shemina Din Hayule Lichtov the Mishneh Torah Kola Shemish, the Osir Lisufi Lafushi. Really, Api Cheshben, it should have said Do and Ro and Mishneh Torah, Mishum Din Kain. Ava Mine the Do Vero Tartininu. If we would say Dovero and Mishneh Torah, I would say that both of them are Mishneh Torah, Lasut Vikasi. And Mishneh Torah is coming to be Meiser. The Taisa says, Vishloima, the Haina time. The Bishloima, Dovero, Lerotza Lichtav Shneim, the Mishneh Torah. The Torah did not want to write both of them in Mishneh Torah. Afopish mina dino ilay lichtav, the Mishneh Torah, kol ha-shemais. To also la sufi ulafushi, that's the purpose of Mishneh Torah. Shimdim kain hava mine de do vero tartinino. I would say that do vero are two. La sufi kosi. It means to say do vero and Mishneh Torah, I would say there's two meanings. Hava ba'ayo vidaya in litois. Hava pi she kosov shneim in Mishneh Torah. To be the sieve, the mineu, ayo, since it says ayo and shmini, and there it says lemineu. The Mishneh Torah sieve, the mineu, adayo. It doesn't say lemineu, ayo, so there we'll make a toys, shmamino, chodei. So this is one mean. Look the Gemara weiter, upligo the Rabbi Abo. So we heard now that there are 24 oifes to meim. Upligi the Rababo. Rababo does not hold like this. He holds there are not 24 oifes to meim. The Oma Rababo, Ro, before we said Ro is Do, and Ayo is Dayo. And now Rababo said that Ro zu Ayo. That a Ro and a Ayo are the same. That's what that, it says in Mishneh Torah, V'ro v'sa'ayo v'dayo l'mino. So Rav Chisda said that the Ro is a ayo. V'loma nikra shmo Ro. Why is the ayo called Ro? Sh'roi v'yoysa is very good sight. V'chein u'ayma v'zaposik aniyu. Nisib lo yodoy ayit v'lo shizavtoy ayin ayo. The ayin of an ayah did not see it. Tone, we learned about an ayah, oy medes bebovel, v'roye nevela be'eretz Yisrael. It says on the side, guzmek tone. Guzmek, not, the eyesight is not that good, but al kaponim, it is a very good eyesight. So the Gemara asks, mi de ro haino ayah. So for Ro is an Ayo, and the Ro is really just saying the milest that an Ayo has, Mechlau de Do, Lav Haine Ro. So Do is not Ro, because Ro is an Ayo. Mechdei Mishneh Torah Lasuvi Yudosa. Mishneh Torah comes to Iran. So why didn't he mention Do? Maishneh Hocha Dachsiv Do, or Maishneh Hosam Dalek Siv Do. Hello, love, shma mino, do, the ro, va'aya, achasi, the old one. So the Gemara says, mi de ro haino ayo, mi chlau de daya, lav haino ayo, maishna hosam de xiv, lemineyo a ayo, maishna hochad le xiv, lemineyo a ayo, ela day. So the Gemara is the Kulamino. The Gemara is Takashe, if we will say that Ayah and Ayah are not the same, so since Mishneh Torah is coming to be Moisef, so why is it that in Shmini it said Lemineu by Ayah, and here it doesn't say Lemineu by Ayah, it only says Lemineu by Daya. Elosh Mamino, the Do, the Ro, Daya, the Ayah, Achasi. So if they're all achas, so we'll see, so then we don't have 24. Let us see what Rashi says. Upliga hoda rav chizda ad rababo. The kivin da oma rababo, lo hi ayo, he said, Roy Ayo. Manan al kochach ashkechon. We figured out the do, the ro. Ma'ayo v'daya achasi. We had a cheshbon that are all one. We lehod a kosla b'mishne teire. Alma l'rababo. Do v'ro v'daya ma'ayo chodehi. U'botzchilu. So me'mele, so we don't have 24, we have 23. Hori galsinen, I met this v'bobo. V'roya nevela b'eretz Yisrael. Ubachina la Ravabo, mid the command. Ro, hiayo, michlao de do, lavaine ro. The kosalke daitor, the machin held now, the Ravabo, namichov dal doifus to me, miss like. Shmami no, u the Ravabo, pligia de Rav, kidamor, isake hoy. Oho pirche ba'alme mifre ki yitme d'rababo b'bem yidroshe mikame de tekele ayayu pligi d'amorna. So Rashi just means to say, that means the Gemara started off by saying, u pligi d'rababo, that u pligi d'rababo, that Rav Chisda is choylek d'rababo. So if we say u pligi d'rababo, so the whole problem is in shver. We ask the kasha, how could it be? I mean, if he's choylik, so there's no problem. So Rashi says, that's the teretz of the Gemara. The Leviyem is Rababo is choylik, and Rav Chisda. But that was the Gemara is the kasha, and Rababo was before the Gemara knew the teretz. When Rababo mentioned his memre, so the Gemara is the kasha, and but later the Gemara filtoistake, the Rababo is choylik, and Rav Chisda.